give, make it, do it. Makes us honor, better, faster, stronger.
Obanai in the shotgun with Wheaton. Takes the snap. Rolls near side right. Throws. It's caught. Touchdown, Greg Little. And the Browns lead.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Here's Wheaton. Play action fake. Looking. Throwing. Wide open. Touchdown. It's Obanai.
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
It is a football Wednesday, and we're going to call it a big announcement Wednesday because big stuff going on today at First Energy Stadium. We will be carrying live for you a press conference that will be held there right around 2:15 p.m. Huge stuff. It's pretty quiet here. We were commenting as we were getting the show started that we're among the few people left here in Berea because a lot of the folks here have headed over to the stadium for this huge announcement. The announcement concerning the renovation, the improvements that are going to be going on at First Energy Stadium over the next 2 years. This is big stuff. This is exciting stuff. Won't give away the details right now, but we have them, but we're going to hear more of that once the press conference begins and react to that. So a big week, and it's happening, Nathan, at the same time that we are preparing. It's the Wednesday before the biggest game that the Browns have played in years.
And that's what I like about it. It's exciting. This is a time, and I think that you're seeing this is a new era for the Cleveland Browns, and it literally will be taking place both on the field. It will be taking place. It's already taking place here at these headquarters, taking place at the stadium, just a complete renovation of everything associated with this very proud and storied franchise. As you mentioned, on the week of the biggest game in this team's recent history. I mean, that's really what it is. And I know that's, you know, you don't, it's unfortunate that we're talking about that in those contexts for a week 11 game, but nonetheless, that's exactly what is here. And the Browns have an opportunity. I remember yesterday you were talking, I don't remember the exact word you used, but basically this has the chance, maybe you said watershed moment, but a paradigm shift for the way that the Browns are viewed around the NFL.
Sea change.
A sea change. Okay, good. And water,
I like
there.
Your words too.
I have water in there. But yeah, this could be really a defining moment in the turnaround of this franchise if they're able to go into Cincinnati and win this game, because at that point, you have beaten the team that right now is the favorite to walk away with the division on their home field, and it would just be a very defining moment coming off of another one, which is ending the losing streak against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes, and I think timing is everything in this business as we watch Alex Shiner, Joe Banner walk by the studio as they are heading to the stadium. And by the way, we're going to hear from Joe Banner, the CEO of the Browns, on tomorrow's show. And then on Friday's show, Alex Shiner, the team president, will be joining us here in the Dog Bowl. But timing's everything. And the Browns are on a real high from what took place against the Ravens. And we sort of knew that that would be a sustainable thing. We knew that going into a bye week, after a win like that, the giddiness would kind of carry through, and it has.
It's still here.
It's still here. There's still a buzz. There still is a strong feeling that what we saw in that game is a prelude of better things to come for this football team, and I firmly believe that. And you're right. It has to continue on Sunday. It doesn't mean as much. It won't mean – I would say it won't mean anything, but it will mean a lot less if the Browns don't follow up with a win against the Bengals. And that's exactly what has to happen. But in the meantime, again, we talk about timing. There's a feel here and a sense of electricity and excitement that with the chance to do what they could do Sunday, with a chance to put themselves in a position of controlling their destiny with regard to the postseason, and then to announce all these stadium upgrades that we're going to see over the next 2 years, it's a palpable feeling that the Browns have transformed, I think, into something that Cleveland can be very, very proud of.
Absolutely. And I think that if there's one thing that I've gotten from my brief time here in Berea, it is that the leadership group of the Cleveland Browns are committed to enhancing everything about the Cleveland Browns, the brand, the experience for both the players, the coaches, the staff, the facilities, the fans. And I think you're seeing this all come together. They have a very strong vision of what they want to do, both with the team, on the field, off the field, the stadium, etc. And I think that you're going to get to see this is it really truly is. I know a lot of times, and people in Cleveland have been through it a lot a regime change.
Right.
But this truly is the dawning of a new era for the Cleveland Browns, with basically a massive investment being made by this group into their facilities, into the stadium, and you'll hear about that later today in great detail at the press conference. It's pretty exciting. I think it's an exciting time right now to be a Cleveland Browns fan and to be a part of this organization.
Yeah, and I like your perspective there, because having been here for since 2011 when we launched this show, and having seen how things were done then, and granted, I think there was always an eye toward, at least my understanding with regard to building the show and building the other digital elements of what the team wanted to do to reach fans in a better way, I sensed that there was a commitment to that. However, I can say without question that from this new regime, the investment in everything in this building, in this very studio that we're in, and what I know is on the drawing board for just our media platforms going forward, it's incredibly exciting. There is more investment to come, and it will be noticeable. I mean, fans will see it not just on ClevelandBrowns.com, but on all kinds of shoulder programming, on television, what they hear from us here on this show, and again, on the other related shows that are part of the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Huge, huge investment, and the pieces are being put in place to do this. And I think when you're doing things like that, it speaks to everything you've been talking about, Nathan, that it's a great time to be connected with this club, because truly it's not just talk anymore, and it's not just hope isn't the plan. The plan is you invest, you do, you act, and that's what's going on here.
And that's the thing. A lot of times you can get rhetoric, but this is clearly a very, very dedicated group, and they put their money literally where their mouth is in terms of making the improvements here. You're going to hear about some things in the big announcement later today from First Energy Stadium about the stadium. So, and listen, they're committed to their vision, and their vision is to really revamp this thing and build it in their image. And it's on the field. We saw with the Trent Richardson trade, which at the time was very unpopular and now is looking, could go down as one of the great steals in the history of the National Football League. And yeah, now you're seeing it. We see anybody who's been to this facility and seen the headquarters, it's remarkable the difference that has been made in a short period of time. And, you know, hopefully we're going to hear more about their plans for the stadium later today. But a very big, very exciting time to be, as you said, to be associated here. The investment is palpable. It is real. And it's exciting. I'm very excited about today. I'm very excited about this Sunday. I'm very excited about the direction of everything related to the Cleveland Browns. And for a team that has won, you know, one of its last four games, it doesn't feel that way, and there is a very different feeling, I'd say, here, and there was even through the three-game losing streak. There was never a sense of panic. There was never a sense that, you know, it's all downhill, especially, I think, once Jason Campbell got in there and they made the quarterback switch. You really felt like this is a team that is very confident. It comes from the leadership. We talked about the steady hand of Rob Chudzinski. It's there, and he's just navigated these waters that have been very tumultuous for a first-year head coach through only 9 games, to have 3 quarterbacks, to have the guy that was, you know, we had people here on Cleveland Brown Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, talk about the fact that, you know, this offense was going to be centered around Trent Richardson. He was going to touch the ball 300 times. Right. He was traded, and they navigate all these waters, and right now have an opportunity to even themselves up in the loss column with the Cincinnati Bengals, knowing that they would be playing at home the following week against the Pittsburgh Steelers, where a win would put them atop the AFC North.
No, it's amazing to comprehend that, to wrap. I'm just allowing myself to wrap my mind around that a little bit, but I am allowing myself to wrap my mind around it, because it is real, and I believe that this team has the capability of carrying this thing through. It's capable. Will it happen? We'll see. That's why you play it, but I do think the capability is there. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850 is the number to join us, and we want to hear from you. We also want your tweets at Browns_daily to give you a sense of the lineup today. Okay, what we have, the growls from the dog pound. At 1:30, you're going to hear from Tashawn Gibson. We'll go inside the locker room. Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com will be doing that. And then right around 2:15, or so is when the press conference is scheduled to begin at First Energy Stadium. You will hear from the owner of the Browns, Jimmy Haslam, will be there. You're going to hear from Joe Banner, the CEO. You're going to hear from Alex Shiner, the team president. They'll be the speakers and, of course, the press corps, which had started its day here, the people who cover this team on a daily basis, who are all filling the news, the media room to hear from Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns, doing his normal Wednesday press conference. And by the way, sound from that will be carried during the show. And then, you know, you get into the locker room and talk with players, check out what's going on there. They're gone. I mean, most of they've now are still finishing up their work here. And then they head over to the stadium because that is where the other big story of today is. We know that you, in listening to us and following us, want to weigh in. And let's get some calls in to start this because I know we're going to get some calls today. John in California wants to be on board. Hey, John.
Hey, Vic. How's it going?
Great,
good,
man.
How are you?
How's it going, Nate? Hey, I'm a big Browns fan. I'm over here in California, Bowie, California. It's really hard to be a Cleveland Browns fan over here, let me tell you. I had a couple things I wanted to share, you know, my perspective of the football team. I really think Corn's defense is doing an excellent job with all of the exotic plays that they're doing, with Gibson and TJ Ward. I would like to see some corner blitzes, things like that. I think Campbell back there is doing one hell of a job. What I like about Campbell is his, every time in his interviews and his statements, he always puts God first, you know, and I think that kind of just drives him. He's real calm, real settled. And also, I know a lot of people, you know, talk about Whedon, and I don't think Whedon's, very good back there, but I think that Whedon, when he comes off, he has a lot of heart. So what happens when Campbell gets hurt? You know, Whedon's back in. And I think what he did against that Buffalo game, I mean, he pulled it off for us. And if he has to go back in there again, I think he has the heart, and he might do it again. You know, the other day when Campbell got hurt, and he was down on the floor, I covered my eyes and I put my head down and I was like, oh, here we go again.
You weren't alone. You had a lot of company doing that. Yeah. No, well, hey, John, thank you for the call, for the enthusiasm. And yeah, keep rooting for those Browns in Cali. Love the support and love that you're listening to us as well. And I think you're right. Maybe it is just the heart you want to talk about with regard to Brandon Whedon. We know what the limitations are as far as him playing the position, but he, as much as anyone, has to be aware of where things are with this football team and how critical it is for everybody, Nathan, to step in when they're called upon. And he may be called upon, and in fact, he likely will be. I'm not entirely sure I can see Jason Campbell. I pray and hope and knock on wood, but a lot can happen in seven games from an injury standpoint.
It certainly can, and I also want to talk about the caller's comments on the calmness of Jason Campbell. And I was really struck when he was sitting here in the Dog Bowl when we interviewed him. I believe that was 2 weeks ago, yeah. I want to say. And just the calmness that he had, and I think it is his faith that gives him that calmness throughout the early part of the season when he was talking about being passed over by Brian Hoyer to go from third on the depth chart to the starter over Jason Campbell, and how he knew basically, you know, my time is going to come, my opportunity is going to come when my opportunity is supposed to come. And we've heard a lot of people on the team talk about what a great calming influence he has been on this locker room as a 9-year veteran. And I think that is something that has been a very important piece of the success of Jason Campbell here in Cleveland.
Yeah, I think that's a huge, huge part of this is, again, what Campbell has brought to it, we know. And the other element that he mentioned was defense and looking for some corner blitzes. We actually saw a corner and a safety blitz in that Baltimore game. So that stuff has been ordered up by Ray Horton, and you're going to continue to see much, much more of that ahead. All right, we're just getting this thing started. It is a Football Wednesday edition. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura with you. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're going to hear from Tashawn Gibson at the bottom of the hour. You're going to have big doings, big news from First Energy Stadium in hour number two. We'll have it all covered for you. And by the way, Gerard Cherry will make his regular visit on this show later on in the second hour. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.